the very first daycare we looked at quoted us $2,100 a month.
Parents in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia are shelling out big time for childcare. In fact, in the district, the average cost to send an infant to a licensed daycare center is $22,000 a year. In Maryland and Virginia, the estimates fall around $12,000 and $14,000.
It's often right after rent and mortgage, sometimes more so.
Bridget Schulte is the director of the Better Life Lab and the Good Life Initiative at New America. At the think tank's office, just two blocks from the White House, Schulte and her colleagues study family policy.
We found that the average cost of childcare was actually more than the average cost of in-state tuition, and you don't have 18 years to save up for that.
At the same time, many caregivers working in daycare centers are making poverty wages.
And more than half of them are earning such little money that they actually qualify for food stamps or Medicaid or some kind of public assistance.
Lindsay Kite graduated from college with a four-year degree and moved to Arlington to teach in a preschool.
Yeah, it was $12 an hour and no health insurance because they don't let you work 40 hours a week.
She got a second job to make ends meet and qualified for low-income housing. Brian Stanton and his wife live in Kensington, Maryland, and have two sons, ages 4 and 2. To send both of them to a neighborhood daycare, they pay around $35,000 a year.
I don't know how daycare workers send their kids to daycare. I mean, so yeah, I'd like for them to get paid more, but I can't afford to pay them more.
But at the same time, daycare centers and business owners aren't making large profits either. A recent D.C. Appleseed report says some aren't making any. Plus, those who provide services to families on government subsidies are reimbursed at a rate lower than market value, making many centers underfunded.
Most childcare organizations are mom and pop shops, and they operate on 1-2% margins.
So where is the money going? Well, it costs a lot to take care of small children. Regulations keep ratios between teachers and babies low for a reason. Plus, there are costs to keep facilities to code and costs to buy toys and materials. In many other countries, the cost of childcare is offset for all families in a federally funded universal childcare system. The U.S. almost had one, too. In 1971, Congress passed a bill to create a universal federally funded childcare system, but it was vetoed by President Richard Nixon.
There was this fear that we would Sovietize the American family. Well, nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to send their kids off to a factory and never see them. So how do we design solutions that really make sense for our country, really make sense for businesses, and most importantly, make sense for our families and children?
In the next segment of our childcare crisis series, we'll learn why good childcare can make the world of difference for the future generation. I'm Rachel Nania.